Mark, good morning. Thanks for giving us a call today.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
So, Mark, in a prepared statement yesterday, you released from the district, and you say that the district's offering a 2% salary increase. Teachers union have proposed a 6.5 increase and a $100 increase to monthly benefits. And other than that, both sides have pretty much agreed to you're all on the same page. Is there any chance, Mark, in the next 24 hours that both sides can come together and, you know, find that sweet spot here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's always a chance, and we always have hope until there's the definitive reason not to. We have negotiations set for today, two separate sessions, one at 10 o'clock and one at 4 o'clock. And we're going to continue to just work diligently and collaboratively until we find a resolution.
So there is a chance that the strike could be avoided then?
Correct. I mean, again, that's what we're going into work today with. That's every intent and every belief that we have the ability to do this.
Mark, do you have the staff to, you know, keep the schools open? I know you said you're going to keep the school open. Just going to try to, you know, you're going to try to keep it as normal as possible. Have you hired? Do you have a list of substitutes that are ready to come in on Thursday and take over?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have a list of substitutes. And again, our plan right now, Jim, is to conduct operations as normal as possible. Admittedly, there will be a significant impact, but to provide that safe and secure learning environment for kids is our objective. We have the bodies in place to do so, and unless conditions change otherwise today, we're fully prepared to remain open tomorrow and beyond.
So, Mark, let me just ask you the elephant in the room question here, okay?
Okay.
Why not give them the 6.5% increase?
Yeah, that's a pretty big elephant in the room.
Hey, yeah.
In trying to boil down a very complex situation and answering a simple, concise, radio-friendly, soundbite, if you will, I mean, what we're trying to do is spread the needle. Because if we honestly could, we would love to give the 6.5. We would love to increase compensation for all staff. But as we're facing declining enrollment and we're facing deficit spending, we're trying to thread that needle between how much compensation can we give without plunging the district into this fiscal abyss that we can't pull out of. And so we're really trying to find that balance, because no matter how much we give, even a 2% that is on the table, that's going to require us to make about $800,000 in cuts still. So it's a give and take situation where how can we, you know, how much can we fairly compensate, and fairly is a subjective term, but, you know, increase compensation to staff without sacrificing people and programs in the district. And we're trying to find that balance. And anything above and beyond a 2% at this current point with current conditions puts us in a position of making cuts to programs, which we're just not able to, we're not willing to do.
Mark, are you still required to turn your budget into the school,
county office?
Yeah, the county office.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, we are. And they're in charge of our fiscal oversight to make sure that we are submitting a budget that is balanced with a minimum 3% reserve, not just in the current year, but we have to project out 3 years,
right,
and submit that for approval.
What do they say? Do they say give them the raise? Don't give them the raise, or they just don't get involved in it?
No, we have external budget analysis people who have looked at our budget, but also county office. And the county office even said in a public board meeting, if you give what is being asked of you, you will automatically submit a negative budget. And the county office would step in and provide some pretty significant intervention to help us correct, you know, the decisions that we would be cast to make. A 6.5% increase has us projecting a $6 million deficit in 2019-2020. And that's just fiscally irresponsible to put the district in that position.
Mm-hmm. So on a side note, Mark, going into the meeting last night, you had said that all extracurricular activities, sports, field trips, so forth, would be canceled. But during a closed session last night, you came back and decided that you would not cancel or postpone, for example, Friday's football game here in Sutter Creek with Amador. You'll play that game. What was the deciding factor in that?
Obviously, a lot of emotion last night from students and from staff. and from parents, and rightfully so, you know, advocating to not take away opportunities for kids. Our whole intent with that, and it's standard protocol for districts that are facing a strike situation, is if you can't guarantee that you can provide the staff necessary to ensure a safe, you know, in healthy environment to conduct activities and all that entails, then you should shut it down. We couldn't guarantee that we would be able to provide transportation. We couldn't guarantee we'd be able to provide supervision. And also any coaches who are teachers would not be able to coach. And so there's a lot of uncertainty in a very short window of time, decision made to cancel. Since then, we had staff, athletic directors and whatnot, advocate and take steps to close the gaps on any health and safety concerns to the degree that the board, based upon the input from the public and based upon the work that was done, specifically at Calaveras High School by Mike Kep, athletic director, to go ahead and reverse that decision, allow the events to continue, still present an element of risk, but not enough that we don't feel that it's worthwhile to have the kids, you know, engage in the opportunities. Don't take it away from the kids. These are uncertain times.
But so for example, like Jason, Coach Weatherby, who's also a teacher, he won't be on the field, but he has walk-on coaches that are employed by the district but have other jobs that aren't teachers. They can be there because a teacher can't decide to be on strike or not on strike. You're either on strike or you're not, correct?
No, actually, Jim, teachers could choose to cross the picket line, so to speak, and report to their jobs. That's not often the case, and I don't anticipate that would be the case this time, but they can make that choice. They do have the ability to make that choice. However, if they choose to strike, then they lose the right to serve any function within the district, such as coaching.
Sure. So let's go one step further. Rumor is that, not the teachers, but the what do you call them? Classified employees are going to vote to strike today and follow the teachers. If they strike, what will happen to the district at that point? Because you're talking all the secretaries, the bus drivers, the janitors, the food people. What happens then?
Right. Yeah, obviously that would be a very crippling decision for the district. I mean, we're in a position, and we have heard this, and it was advocated or articulated last night at the board meeting by their labor rep, you know, that they feel powerless to stop it if, in fact, their members wish to do so. I would say, one, that if they do choose to strike, it would be called a sympathy strike. It would be illegal, as they've not gone through the proper process, going through impasse and mediation and fact-finding, to get them to the place where they could legally strike. So that it would be an illegal activity that carries a certain set of ramifications. For us, though, in the here and now, if they choose, classified chooses to walk off the job illegally, then we're in a position where we really have to look at closing schools. You know, I don't foresee a way for us to keep schools open if we lose certificated and classified staff. Okay. And we're not going to put kids at risk. We're not going to jeopardize their health and safety. And this is a decision we have to really make this morning, no later than early afternoon, even knowing that this, you know, quasi alleged strike vote isn't happening till tonight.
Sure. Superintendent Campbell, you have a session at 10, a session at 4. Let's hope there can be some agreement and we can avoid this strike on Thursday.
I share the very same thoughts. Thank
all
you,
right.
Jim.
Mark, keep us up to date on what's going on, all right?
Will do, sir. Thank you.
Calaveras Unified School District Superintendent Mark Campbell this morning.